Mustafa Keşimoğulları.
Ne gördün?
Bir gürültü, ilk önce bir gürültü.
Like everyone here, this elderly Turkish Cypriot was left bewildered. As he points up to the stars, he explains how he spotted a light in the sky, then heard three loud bangs, followed by a huge fire on the hillside. The explosions were heard for miles around, and villagers rushed out of their homes at 1 o'clock in the morning to find out more. Was it a UFO? Had a plane crashed? Was it some sort of attack? Rumors were rife.
I didn't make any sense out of it in the beginning. After half an hour, we heard that there's a fire on the other side of the village. So we all went there to check what's going on. They first told us it's a helicopter crash, and then it turned out to be a rocket.
But this was no ordinary rocket. In fact, on closer inspection, the debris turned out to be from a Russian-made S-200 air defense missile used by the Syrian army. It was later established that the projectile had been intended to strike an Israeli target, but instead whizzed across the Mediterranean and landed here, 225 kilometers away. Suddenly, Cyprus was feeling the heat from her volatile neighbor. Dr. Zenonos Jaras is the co-founder of Geopolitical Cyprus, a think tank here in Nicosia.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that the Syrian war has spilled over into Cyprus, as this was an accident, it was an isolated incident, and definitely Cyprus is not a party to the conflict between Israel and Syria.
Mustafa Akinci is the leader of the Turkish Cypriot community. He was one of the first visitors to the site of the missile impact, and as he stood a few yards from the smouldering debris, he lamented that this was one of the bad consequences of the war in the region. And although there's never been anything like this happen before, Zenonos Jaras says many people were left stunned by the incident.
The Cypriots were indeed surprised. They didn't expect it. But this incident reminded Cypriots that they are very close to these zones of conflict. And even though for so long they felt safe, and maybe untouched from what is happening in the Middle East, now they are realizing that they are very close to what is happening and that all sorts of things could happen, even by accident.
That said, the island is forever reminded about its proximity to Syria, as countless migrant boats continue to make the perilous journey across the sea here to Cyprus.
Now, the Syrian war is also linked to Cyprus in other ways as well, for example, immigration. And specifically in light of the conflict that is taking place now in Idlib, in northwest Syria. The problem is that other countries of the area like Turkey and Lebanon are already overloaded with refugees, and all other routes of escape are closed for people who want to escape Idlib. The immigration problem with asylum seekers and refugees is getting worse. We're getting dozens of people every day, but not just from Syria, also from countries in Africa and Central Asia, Afghanistan or Middle East, Iraq and other countries. But at this point in time, most of them are Syrians.
The Minister of the Interior here has warned that the situation is so bad that asylum seekers now represent 3.5% of the 850,000 population of Cyprus. And until the situation calms down, this tiny island in the Mediterranean remains on the front line. Nathan Morley, DW, Nicosia.